Hello, this is Pastor Phil Fernandez of Trinity Bible Fellowship, and today I'm going to just be doing a little devotional reading from the Sermon on the Mount, and I titled this message, Don't Worry, Trust God. Don't Worry, Trust God. And so, Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 25, the Lord Jesus says this, For this reason I say to you, do not be anxious for your life as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food and the body than clothing? Look at the birds of the air that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worthy much more than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. But if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more do so for you, O men of little faith? Do not be anxious then, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So basically, it's our job to seek God's kingdom and his righteousness first, and then it's God's job to take care of our needs. And he knows what we need. The good news is God promises to meet the needs of believers who obediently serve him through the power of the Holy Spirit. The other side of that coin, though, is in the end, God promises to take care of all our needs if we're obedient Christians. By the way, if you're not an obedient Christian, the Bible says, if any man will not work, neither let him eat, things of that sort. But if you are an obedient Christian and you are serving the Lord and you're trusting in Jesus for salvation, but you're allowing the Holy Spirit to work through your life, God promises to meet your needs. And so that you have to just seek God's kingdom first. Whatever God's will for your life is, we all have a role to play in God's kingdom. Seek God's kingdom and his righteousness first, and then God will take care of our needs. So this passage is telling us, don't worry, trust God. Don't worry, trust God. So as difficult as the situations may be, if God knows how to feed the birds, he can take care of us. There's only two kinds of things that we can worry about. And we're going through this coronavirus and the shutdown and all this stuff, and my heart really goes out. I'm really proud of the first responders that are out there and the people that are working hard. I've kept both my jobs. By the grace of God, I can teach high school online from home and trying to pastor a church from online through Facebook videos and through our sermon audio sermon. But there's a lot of people who are out of work, and my heart really goes out to them, and they're struggling. But there's only two kinds of things we can worry about. The first kind of thing that we can worry about are things that we can change. Well, we shouldn't worry. If it's something you can change, if you drink too much, you can change that. Stop drinking. Get help if you need help. If you're spending more money than you make, you can change that. So if it's something you can change, don't worry, just change it. But then there's also the second kind. First kind of things we can worry about, things we can change. Second kind of things that we can worry about, things we cannot change. Well, if you can't change it, why worry? Because you can't add an inch to your height and your stature by worrying. You can't add to that. So, don't worry. Just trust, leave it to God. Just trust the Lord. It's difficult times. Now, if you have to work hard and try to figure out how to get a job and things of that sort, You do your best, but you trust God. You leave the results to God. But you do all that God has, the wisdom and the strength that God has given you, you use that for His glory. King David trusted God, but he still embedded a rock in the forehead of the giant. So right now with our church, you know, we've got like financial decisions to make. We have to try to raise support despite the fact that we're not meeting together and things of that sort. So like King David, I say the battle is the Lord's. At the same time, we've got to be smart. We've got to look into things, look into different issues, and see if we can raise support from outside the church or things of whatever it may be. But you don't worry. You just trust the Lord, but you try to make those wise decisions. So I meet with my leaders, and I talk with them, and I try to give them the right guidance and stuff, biblical guidance. But we don't worry. We trust God, but God is still calling us to put His kingdom first, His kingdom and His righteousness. You know, when it came time for the Jews to enter the promised land, Moses sent out spies, and, you know, they came back with bad reports. But even Joshua, 40 years later, he sent spies out. So you still act upon the wisdom that God's given you, but you don't worry, you trust God, you leave the results to God. The first generation of Jews, they lost their faith in God because they saw giants in the land. We got giants in our land right now. This virus dragging us down, this economy going down the tubes. But don't worry, trust God. So this is Pastor Phil Fernandez, Trinity Bible Fellowship. If you want to get a hold of us through snail mail, that's Trinity Bible Fellowship, P.O. Box 3264. That's 3264, Bremerton, Washington, 98310. That's 98310. On Sundays at 11 a.m., listen to my live sermon on www.sermonaudio.com/IBD. And it's the slash right below the question mark. That's www.sermonaudio.com/IBD. That's Sundays, 11 a.m., my live sermon. You could also go to KLife, 1590 a.m. on the Seattle radio dial and listen to my sermons a week later. And Pastor Pat Fisk records everything and uploads it, and he produces the live sermon as well. But you can go to KLife 1590, 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, listen to that message. And you can go to the Phil Fernandez Show on YouTube, the Phil Fernandez Show. Subscribe if you want. And I try to put a few things out a week like this. But today's message, don't worry, trust God. God bless you, and be saved.